When the Commonwealth's contact tracing initiative was announced, it was to be a key strategy in our overall coronavirus response. As the state has successfully reduced the spread of COVID-19, it's begun scaling back those efforts. The program has reportedly also faced criticism from some communities about its efficacy. So, where are we on contact tracing, and do we have the system we need now and down the line? Joining us to talk about that is John Welch. He's the Director of Partnerships and Operations for the Massachusetts COVID Response Project at Partners in Health. Welcome back to Radio Boston, John.
Thanks so much, TCI. Thanks for having me.
So Partners in Health collaborated with the Commonwealth to stand up and operate this contact tracing initiative. Has it worked, and how do you know?
We continue to partner with the Commonwealth and local health departments to provide contact tracing backup and support for those health departments. And, you know, I think we're in a moment in the pandemic where if we look around at other states, we see those numbers kind of surging, not kind of surging, really surging. And in Massachusetts, we've reached a manageable transmission rate that's been relatively stable. And I think that's a good indicator for us that contact tracing, along with all of the other components of a public health response, including testing and supported isolation and quarantine, have been effective here.
So John, as you say, there are a lot of components to the Commonwealth's response that have gotten us to the numbers that we're at right now. I want to comb out a little more clearly. Which part of that is contact tracing supposed to achieve? And how do you know you achieved that part?
So the role of contact tracing in any epidemic response is to break the chains of transmission or spreading of that infectious disease. It is quite difficult, as you can imagine, particularly in the midst of an ongoing pandemic, to really tease out which of those things have been most successful. But you will see that in other locations that have not invested in and worked so hard to build contact tracing teams or invested in more ubiquitous testing and things are really struggling right now. So we know that reaching a majority of cases and contacts and giving them the tools that they need to stay safe at home while they're isolating or quarantining are really, really important measures to any sort of epidemic response. And I think in Massachusetts,
so according let me ask you about that. So according to the Globe, last week data provided by the state indicated that the collaborative is engaged with a total of 47,000 people out of 55,000 people it has attempted to reach, which is an 85% engagement rate. What was your target engagement rate? So, and you know, so where does 85% fit against that? I'm just, again, trying to kind of get a sense of the metrics that you're using to know if and how this is working.
Yeah, so as with any public health intervention, one of the most important things early on is educating the public. And you know, while contact tracing is something that's happened long before the community tracing collaborative by local health departments and will continue to be carried out by local health departments when COVID is through, part of the endeavor during an epidemic or a pandemic is to teach the public about what all these different measures are. So you can imagine early on when cases were surging here in Massachusetts, there was also an effort to teach the public about what contact tracing is and why it's important for them to be involved. And I'll say over the last 6 weeks, we've actually been able to reach over 90% of individuals that test positive for COVID within the first 24 hours of those cases being sent to the community tracing collaborative.
And is that kind of the threshold you've been wanting to achieve?
Well, I think all of us would like to reach every case and every contact. And though that's a difficult endeavor, we've gotten better and better at it all the time. And you know, to that end, a lot of that improvement has come through learning best practices from various health departments and public health nurses around Massachusetts who have needed the backup and the support of the community tracing collaborative, but also have been really quite helpful in leading the way and teaching us how they have found success as well.
So let's talk about the scaling back. According to Globe reporting, at this point, that sort of the capacity is reduced from 1,900 staff members to about 700 staff members. Our numbers are also dramatically down. This is, however, capacity we may need at higher levels again. One could imagine a layperson saying, wow, that is a huge reduction in the number of staff, pretty steep cuts. How do we, is it too much? And how would we scale up again rapidly with those kinds of cuts if we get a second wave or if surges from other states start to spread here in the Commonwealth again too?
Yeah, I think it's one of the great things about the model for contact tracing here in Massachusetts. And that is that the scalable workforce is exactly that. The community tracing collaborative is very flexible and scalable. And, while trying to be responsible with taxpayer dollars and also let the epidemic drive the response. So we have a reserve of individuals who've indicated to us that they would be willing to come back and be redeployed urgently if necessary. Our training team has training packages together to update those individuals and bring them back on as quickly as possible. And, we continue to work very closely with DPH and make sure that the Community Tracing Collaborative is fully scalable and ready to respond according to the epidemiology.
So, John, we only have about a minute left, and I want in that time to ask you, there have been reports of some local health officials who have been frustrated with communication and data. I'm particularly concerned about Chelsea, which has been a hotspot and disproportionately affected, and being frustrated about some of the data they haven't been able to get. Where are you in working with Chelsea? Just very briefly, please.
Yeah, we actually have a wonderful relationship with the local health department there in Chelsea and work very closely. We've been able to assist them and support them in contact tracing and a huge number of their cases. And certainly all the time we're working to improve that support. Public health accompaniment is a constant project to improve communication and provide as much support as the local health department needs, and we're here. And I think we've served Chelsea well, and we'll continue to work really hard to support them in whatever it is that they need us to do.
All right, and that's John Welch, the Director of Partnerships and Operations for the Massachusetts COVID Response Project at Partners in Health. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you.